Up next, we have another segment in our series on farming in the Capital Region, an interview with Justine and Brian Denson of Denson Farms in Scaghtikoke by our correspondent, Dave Pablo.
Back in November, I went out to Denison Farm and had a rolling conversation with Justine Denison. We talked about what it meant to farm, labor issues, health issues, marketing, distribution, and many other things. Too much to fit in one segment. For today, I've edited this down to two sections. The first is a glimpse of how to approach farming.
Everybody working on this. You know, sometimes factory work is okay. I think that's the beauty of farming. There's so many different tasks.
Yes.
And I do think it's really impossible for anybody just to come in and get it all until they've been here for a year. I mean, I think Andrew would tell you that, you know. After 3 years, I think he would probably say, yeah, I get the whole rhythm. I know what all the tasks are. I know how this farm operates.
Yeah. It's for people who like to wear multiple hats, and they do a bunch of different things, and they're able to get up to speed on a number of different things and do it up to a level so that they can really be okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I started phrasing, you know, it was that this really, a good, efficient farm demands skilled professionals. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people really understand that. That people that we hire that just want to be outside or think it's cool, it's not always a great match because it's not laid back.
Right.
And it's romantic for about 5 minutes.
or like that first day when you're getting up at 5 a.m. to pick raspberries or something, you know. Like, and actually you're not getting up at 5 a.m., like you're getting there at 5 a.m.
Getting there at 5 a.m.,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, so Brian is great. At, when we do interviews, we'll start walking around the farm and telling people things, and he'll say, You sure you really want to work here? He does everything in his power to make sure they get it. He said, it's tedious. You're going to bunch radishes or bunch something like day after day or you're going to weed. It's not it's not like just sitting on a bale hay and watching the clouds go by. So it's hard work, and it's not necessarily big, strong, burly work. Mm-hmm. It's just, I often find that people who are really good with their hands, sometimes I'll say, do you knit? Or, you know, or do you do woodworking or something? Do you do things? Because they're actually really good, better than me. I don't knit. I'm not good out in the field.
Although,
I'm a terrible buncher.
the flip side of that can be... the hand-eye coordination skill is great, especially when you're planting stuff, but then, like, you wake up the next day, and you're like, oh, do I have carpal tunnel, or do I have arthritis in my fingers, because you're, like, jab, you know? It's a trade-off.
It is a trade-off, for sure.
The second excerpt from this interview is about the benefits of going organic. The Denisons purchased the farm in Scaghtikoke in 2005. Before this, Justine and Brian had farmed for 16 years up in Maine. Besides the difference in location, a key change for the Denisons was going from conventional farming to organic. One of the biggest surprises for me was Justine's opinion of the organic certification process.
This has been organic for a really long time. It was certified with Janet, and if I hadn't have felt so overwhelmed by I was teaching and moving and
you would have kept
kids,
that going.
I would have kept the certification going. However, we are now recertified. It's now certified organic again.
Okay.
And I
because you just found it was too much of a
well
thing.
I just the whole greenwashing thing is my biggest pet peeve, and I just watch people who say things are organic and they're not. And as one farmer pointed out to me who was certified organic, he said, as much as they're organic, they're not organic because they're not doing the work that we're doing. And not just the farming practices make it organic. There's other stuff, and it's a big consciousness.
Like what?
Well, certainly all the paperwork. The inspection is, I think, very rigorous, but I loved 3 years now we've had certified organic USDA inspection. Loved it. Learned a lot from it.
You're the first person I've ever heard say that.
Yeah, and it's funny because I heard that too. I heard it was really costly. The inspectors don't know anything. It's too much paperwork. So everything's online now. So there's no paperwork. I mean, you know, there's a lot of input. But once it's in there, it's in there.
Right.
And if you, we don't change, our materials list doesn't change from year to year. A little. I mean, it gets tweaked. But we look at it and say, yep, that's it. You know, or where we buy our seeds, because we sort of are doing, it's not the same thing every year, but pretty close. So it looks pretty good in that software program now. Mm-hmm. So it is not, I have not found it to be expensive. I mean, it costs money, mm-hmm. but it's not, it hasn't been thousands of dollars. It is difficult, the state of New York, to get reimbursed.
Hmm. For
the fees, the certificate. You can get reimbursed up to 75% of your fees.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But you have to fill out lots of paperwork.
Of course.
And for the state. Mm. And I just thought, maybe I'll just do this as a tax deduction rather than go through this. But, and the inspector, well, I am working with, do you know who their certifier, all these people that you've talked to about certified organic?
Oh, no.
Who they're working with?
This was, like, most of the people that I interacted with on that one were out in Washington State.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm thrilled that we're certified organic, because I was so tired of trying to say, well, we farm organically, but we're not organic, and it's just got so mushy. Mm-hmm. And muddy. And so I decided we just have to do this differently. Mm-hmm. And when people say, well, what makes, you know, they say they're organic, and I'll say, ask for their certificate. And they can't show you it. There's a reason mm-hmm. they're not organic. And mm-hmm. do not take paperwork and money as excuses, mm-hmm. because for me, they don't hold water. If it's worth it to them, they will become certified. And, you know, I'm more than a little disappointed in what's going on a national level. But still, with the certification that has been developed over the years through this program, it's just, I don't know what the word is. It's just guaranteed mm-hmm. that what you're doing. So the consciousness part that's different. Mm-hmm. We started with certified naturally grown, mm-hmm. which was a great stepping stone and grassroots initiative. But, for example, they've just now asked their growers, well, do you want Biotello to be included or not? It's like, no. Mm-hmm. I mean, the reason Biotello is not included is because it's made with a petroleum product. Mm-hmm. And USDA says, for being certified organic, we don't want that in our soil.
Yeah, but I mean, the counter-argument to that is that there are certain things, certain pesticides that are certified organic that really shouldn't be, you know?
Well, I think that the ones that we use through certified, you know, that are certified, are okay, having been on the other. And see, that's for me the beauty of all this. We were conventional growers. Mm-hmm. And Brian, well, we all got really sick, which is why we turned everything around and became smaller organic growers. Because we just felt that, I mean, we were making a good living. Life was pretty smooth. We had days off, had a pretty good lifestyle.
Yeah.
And then we got really sick.
Yeah.
And so Brian's, you know, 92% recovered, but there's still that nagging 8%. And as a farmer, you got to be 150%. You can't be just 92. So it's tough.
Can I ask what kind of illnesses you were suffering from?
Yeah. We're not sure what Brian's goes on for him especially, but it's probably a toxified liver. Mm. For the rest of us, we were living also in Maine with these big high-tension power towers, and we had stray voltage in the barn. So we had electromagnetic sort of poisoning. We had nitrates and heavy metals in our water. And Brian was spraying real bad chemicals. I mean, you know, he'd be suited up, but we were eating that food.
Right.
And we had thyroid issues. Mm. That was the first thing to go. And my firstborn had asthma. And supposedly, I went to every doctor under the sun. She was allergic, supposedly, to 179 out of 180 foods. And I said, wouldn't you think something's up with that? They said, no, it's just... And I said, no, there's something else going on here.
Yeah.
So, is this my man here? You can at least say hello to him.
He's not going to... before my hands fall off.
Yeah, right. But maybe we should...
When Brian arrived, we were pretty much freezing our hands off at that point, so I just threw one more question at them.
If you were trying to talk to young farmers that are trying to start up in this area, what would you suggest to them? How to go about it, maybe training-wise or anything?
You know, last decade or so, there have been a lot of young people interested in getting into farming, and it's not been easy. A lot of them have gotten out of it. I guess it's like any small business, you know, it doesn't have a very high success rate.
Like a restaurant business.
Maybe a lot like a restaurant business. Maybe a lot like a restaurant business, exactly. It's a tough row to hoe. And so how do you make it easier? Gosh. I mean, I guess I'd encourage young people not to try to jump into it and instead work for other farmers, you know, get a lot of experience.
Yeah.
And you know, just basic ag education, you know, will help, but I think probably more practical farming is really what's more important.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who've jumped into it without a lot of experience and they have made it, and others that, you know, had a whole bunch of experience, but then when they were on their own, it just didn't really, just somehow something was different. Mm-hmm. They found out that they weren't cut out for it, or that they maybe didn't like it when they had all the responsibility. Like, you know, just be sure before you jump into it, because it's not for everybody.
And I'd say start small.
Mm-hmm.
And keep, if you have another job, keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And start small and see what things are working for you. And renting land is not a bad thing. I mean, we rented land. We didn't own our own farm till we were 50.
Right.
We rented land.
We did better renting than we have owning.
Huh.
Because, to rent land, it's quite inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
But to buy it, it's quite, you know, that's a whole different story.
Yeah. Huh.
You know, you're going to need to borrow money for equipment. You're going to need, you know, do that stuff and then hold off on buying the land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can always get rid of equipment, or you can... You know, you can sell it if you need to, but land is really difficult to.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, start small. But then I guess I might add to that, you know, when you're ready to go, then if you really are enjoying it, I wouldn't encourage people necessarily to stay small, but I'd more encourage them to borrow money and get what they need and really, mm-hmm. really go for it.
So, do you wish you had borrowed more money early on?
We did borrow a lot of money early on, excepting we didn't borrow money for land. So we had a good line of equipment, and we had a very good business. It took a number of years to get going. Justine was teaching school, so that really gave me a free hand for the farm to lose money for a number of years. And then we had kids, and then the farm became the primary source of income, and we pretty quickly became quite profitable. So... You know, and it would have been tougher if we had borrowed a lot of money, bought a big farm, you know, we're renting a lot or owning a lot of land. It would have been tougher.
Mm-hmm.
So it was relatively easy for us to get going. Yeah.
I will have more from this interview in a later segment. For today, I'm Dave Pablo for WOOC.
For more information about Denson Farm, go to densonfarm.com.